10 is exactly 11:30.
Time for dinner bell roundup. That's right, friends and neighbors. Another full hour of dinner bell roundup time today, your Friday edition. Brings lots of new stars to you here on the program. Jill Wells and Pete Seeger will be on the show. This first half hour brought to you by Gold. Let's go!
Have our sweet chicken and good rabbit. So very, very fine. How I love that rabbit. Listen, oh, listen. So hard wish you good in dinner bell roundup time.
Time. Howdy doody out there to y'all. We hope this Friday finds you feeling as good as we do. And today is quite a big day here. Friday we're trying to kind of lay it aside for special activities around the old dinner table. Today we've got two visitors here in the program. I think that you've heard both of them and you've seen them both. We're going to introduce them to you as we get on into the program. Start off with one of Eddie Kirsch's good tunes. It's called The Freight Train Breakdown.
Tell that man to clear the tracks and the rails and ball the jack. Scratch that gravel on the rail, just got time to load the mail.
Blow that whistle, ring the bell, listen to that engine yell.
Memphis, Nashville, Birmingham, black eyed peas and candy jam. Watch that fireman shovel coal, listen to those drivers roll.
Blow that whistle, ring the bell, listen to that engine yell. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Miles an hour on a one-way track, going like the devil was on a back. Little more throttle, little more steam, fill the night with a mighty scream.
Blow that whistle, ring the bell, listen to that engine yell. Ooh.
91 cars is number 9, cold, dug by a hand from a deep dark hole. Here she comes round the bend, rocking and rolling from end to end.
Blow that whistle, ring the bell, listen to that summer gun yell.
Ooh. Boat.
The old freight train breakdown. Well, sir, down it goes. They don't have any freight trains, and they aren't about to break down, except to break down and give you 50% off on this red tag sale. I tell you what that is. On furniture, home appliances, and radio values, they've gone through the store and tied red tags on just practically everything down there. And on anything with a red tag on it, you get 50% off. Now, every department is just jammed, filled with values that you save that 50%. For example, in the living room department, living room sets, a beautiful Crailer two-piece set. It's a Davenport and chair, just $119.95. Now, neighbors, this was priced at $149.95, but during the red tag sale, you save $30, and there's a real saving. Now, this is just one example of the fine outstanding values found in the living room department at Gold's. You'll find other famous names in fine furniture, too, such as Brown and Saltman and Carpin and many others. Now, those are names that are famous names. They're tried and true names in furniture. The red tag sale is an event you can't afford to pass up. But you got to get down there. Yes, you must visit Gold's to see the many fine values. And remember, friends, that 50% saving. Your credit is just as good as gold at Gold's. And remember, what Gold's have authorized me to say here on the program is that they will never be undersold by any store in America on any item that they have in that big block-long store. When you see that store, you'll realize that's a big statement. And of all purchases of $50 or less, there's no down payment. Not a penny. You just pay them a dollar a week and your good name will carry the deal. Now, don't pass up this red tag sale at Gold's. It's their big October clearance sale. It happens only once a year, and believe you me, it's the time to do some buying. They're open weekdays till 6, Friday, Saturday, and Mondays till 9. That's Gold's, the big block-long store at 1207 East Washington, the corner of Washington and Central. Remember, G-O-L-D-S, Gold's. When you go in there, be sure to tell them the Cliffy Stone and the Dinner Bell Roundup folks ask you to drop on in. And now let's move along here to Tex Ann's number. How about your song today, Annie?
I'd like to do Somebody's Lonesome.
Oh, for goodness sake.
A lot of somebody's.
Certainly.
Somebody's lonesome and sorry and blue. Somebody's waiting and crying for you. Someone is wishing that dreams could come true, the dreams that someone shared with you. Why can't we make up and leave the past behind? Don't let us break up. Let's keep the ties that bind. Somebody's praying that you're sorry too, for somebody's lonesome for you. Somebody's lonesome for somebody's love. Somebody's star fell from heaven above. Somebody's quarrel left two broken hearts to wander in this world apart. We're so happy till sunshine turned to rain. Now someone new walks with you down the lover's lane. Somebody's heart aches and you know that's true, for somebody's lonesome for you.
Thank you, Texan. Texan was somebody's lonesome. Well, today, on this Friday, we're really proud, just so proud we can't hardly stand it to have such wonderful visitors.
Look out, Cliffy.
The first one coming up here to the microphone, we'll raise the mic way up, and his name is Chill Will. Chill, will you step up here and say howdy to all the listeners?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Cliffy and the gang around here. Hello, El Herman.
Hello, Herman.
You know all the boys here, don't you, Chill?
By their maiden names.
By their maiden names. Say, Chill, that name of yours, Chill Wills, I've often wondered where that name came from, and is that, of course, a lot of you picture stars have different names, but is that your real name?
Well, that's my real name.
Real name, huh? Yeah. Chill Will.
They name kids kind of funny names down in Texas, you know. They're allowed to dig up anything, so they dug up Chill for me. Chill Theodore, but let's don't talk about this.
Hey, what I'm worried about is where that name's going.
Herman, will you get away from here? We got a distinguished visitor up here, and... Will you come up and agitate him? You mentioned Texas. What part of Texas, Chill?
Well, it's about a stone throw out of Dallas, a little town called Segalville. It ain't even on the map.
Not on the map, either.
And it looks like I ain't putting it on that map, either. I
don't know. I think it's the best thing that's happened to the towns when you left it.
Well,
what I mean to say is if you were born there,
now,
Chill.
Let's get off the wrong end of that dart game now. Come on.
Chill, just give us a kind of a breakdown here on some of the pictures you've made. Just give us about the first 50.
Well, I was over at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer over there for about, you know, 9 years. I did that Corporal Hargrove series. I did the sergeant in it.
I saw you in that. You were really a rat in that one.
Yeah, there. Well, you know, rat's got a man. Well, anyway, then I went along for a picture called Boomtown. I did it first with Gable, you know, Tracy over there. Boomtown, it was a good movie. And then I did a picture over 20 called Bell Star and Western Union. And The yearling, I think, the last one's been playing these glory barns around Pasadena. It's a good show, too.
It sure is, Chill. Are you working in one right now? You have a current picture?
Well, I don't necessarily like to give you a plug, but we did a movie up in Canada up there. You know, it was very fine. We photographed that Calgary Stampede, a very fine Western show, incidentally. Cliff Inn, we did a movie based practically around the Calgary Stampede, and it's called... No, put the eight ball in the corner pocket, Dad. It's called Northwest Stampede. It's a good movie, too. Fine director, Al Rogel, and a nice bunch of actors. A girl named Joan Leslie, Jimmy Craig.
Is that a thing where you had the Indian running around seeing Vault Scouts?
The old... Well, we could break this down. You want to cut this down to a music cue? There was a tune. There was a tune in the picture called "Lazy Stream," written by a couple of fine writers, By Dunham, Terry Shan. You know, wrote the Possum Song.
That's right. I know Terry.
I've been so wrong for so long, but I'm so right tonight.
Well, as much as you did the song in the picture, I suppose we could get kind of preview it here, and nobody's heard it yet, have they?
Well, no. I have a sort of a back of the barn baritone voice, so if the kids will pick those things around for me, I'll try and hum the light. I've got the world and half of heaven. I'm living the life of a king. Got nothing on my mind but just a dream, a dream. I've got the golden sunshine, the shade of a sheltering pine, while I'm sitting whittling by a lazy stream. I can listen to the secrets of the hustling, bustling breeze that whispers to the willer by the stream. And hear the song the robin is offering up to his love while I'm sitting whittling by a lazy stream. There's a little speckled trout who'd give the world to figure out how to catch himself a fat old water fly. My partner and a sassy little frog sitting on a log could never be as happy as I. Without a penny in my pocket, the wealthiest guy in the world, retired on a $1 million dream. With interest I can draw on for millions of hours to scheme, while I'm sitting whittling by a lazy stream. Ah, that old lazy stream. You know, if you could kind of reach back when you was a kid and you used to go down with a willow switch down on the side of that creek tie string, maybe a piece of meat on the end of it and catch some crawdads. And there's guys that go out and angle for bass to toss that plug around. Trout fishermen. Any place to get back to a lazy stream where you kind of relax like. With interest I can live on for millions of hours to steam while I'm sitting whittling by a...
That's a fine song, A Lazy Stream.
Life got stuck there for a lick down toward that 16th bar there.
Well,
parked myself in the corner pocket there.
You got out of the stream all right. Now, there's one I've been hearing about here from our good friend and co-worker, Ray Merrill, called Old Paint's Complaint.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Do you do that in the picture, too?
Yeah, no, that's just a tune that's written by a couple of guys named George Beattie and Britt Wood. I think it's a good novelty song. You know, we always said we could bring vaudeville back if we had a talking horse. You know,
that's
the old
right.
Bromide. Well, this is an old horse out in Hollywood. This is an old horse out in Hollywood that's been kicking around out there for a while, and he has his complaint, and if there was a talking horse, if I could play the part of a talk... Well, I'm in the market anyway. We'd see what old Paint would complain about.
All
right,
let's
hear it. I'm only a horse, and it's foolish, of course, to register any complaint. I won't be to blame when I tell you my name. The songwriters call me Old Paint. There's never a change in the songs of the range, and it seems like they write them to bore us. They mention me first somewhere in the verse, then I show up again in the chorus. Now everyone croons them cowboy tunes, and they mention Old Paint every breath. I'm down for a sprint on each record they print, and the jukeboxes run me to death. If Autry decides to go for a ride, I'm saddled without any warning. I beat out my brains riding over the plains, and I'm limp as a rag the next morning. When that's off my chest, without any rest, those hillbilly songsters begin again. I wouldn't be blamed if I changed my name to Off Again, On Again Finnegan. Dobbins' life was a treat. He had plenty to eat. You can bet he had oats every day. While I live on nothing but cactus all gratin, and take it from me, that ain't hay. Now, Trigger, of course, is a fortunate horse. Don't ask me what could the cause be. He's one of those creatures that makes Western features and gets as much fan mail as Crosby. And Silver, you know, has a radio show, and his head is as big as a monster. A good-looking pony, but oh, what a phony. Imagine a horse with a sponsor. So I've just reached the place where I shudder to face a life filled with cowboys and strife. Just let me roll over on a soft bed of clover and snooze for the rest of my life.
And 12 o'clock each day means it's time for the well-dressed portion of our program, brought to you by Bell Tailors at 4022 Gage Avenue in Bell, California, and 817 East Colorado Street here in Pasadena. It's gospel time also every day at 12, so we're gathering around, all of us are on the microphone for one of our favorites. We hope you like it too. It's called Go Down Moses.
When Israel was in Egypt land,
let my people go.
Oppressed so hard they could not stand.
Was Wesley and Eddie and Country and myself with Go Down Moses. Say, a song like that really casts a spell, doesn't it? You can just feel the spell that old song can get around. Like a word here now on kind of practical, logical side about your budget. Well, it's none of my big fat business about your budget, is it? But how's that dollar doing? Are you getting the most out of it that you can?
Well, of course, in the face of the articles you read in magazines and of the stories you see in the newspapers about the price going up on practically everything, it seems incredible that someone could come along and ease that pressure on the budget dollar, but it's a fact. It's true. Bell Taylors at 4022 Gage Avenue in Bell, California, and 817 East Colorado in Pasadena are doing just that thing. But they're making it possible for your dollar to go twice as far when you buy that suit for fall and winter. Roy Land, who says he's a tailor and a darn good one, too, is out to beat down high-priced clothing costs. Imagine, made-to-order, tailor-made suits, values from $80 to $90, going now as low as $49.50. How can he do it? Well, you see, Roy Land buys woolens in huge volume. His stores are out of the high-rent district, and his tailor-made suits are fashioned, styled, and made in his own shop. You see, he cuts out a lot of middlemen there. Now, this is combined to cut down tailoring costs, and it means these savings are passed on to you in an incredible value, such as $49.50 for a tailor-made suit. You have fit, you have workmanship, guaranteed. But now, Roy hasn't stopped there on values. For he has placed a few uncalled-for suits on sale at really a money-saving price. These are made-to-order suits which have not been called for, values to $49.50 on sale right now for only $24.50. Yes, that's all you need bring with you, and you'll take home a beautiful uncalled-for suit, alterations free, of course. The fit, again, is guaranteed. Now, these uncalled-for values have been concentrated at the Bell Taylor stores, 4022 Gage Avenue in Bell, California, and 817 East Colorado in Pasadena. Both stores are open weekdays from 8 in the morning till 8 in the evening, Saturdays till 9, Sundays from 10 o'clock in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. Remind them, if you will, that the gang here on the program and Cliffy Stone ask you to drop on in.
Want some country fiddling, just call on a country boy. That's the boy we got, Harold Hinsley.
Thank you, Harold and Herman, all the rest there. Time's about 6 minutes past 12 o'clock, and as we told you today when we first came on the air, we indeed had a studio full of visitors. I'd like you all to meet for the second time on our programs here on Dinner Bell Roundup and on KXLA, a gentleman by the name of Pete Seeger.
Oh, how are you?
Well, Pete, you sure deserve a ring from the Dinner Bell. Anytime a man comes up on these shows once and comes back again, that really shows that he...
Well,
he's on the right track.
Just about 1 year ago I was here, wasn't it?
That's right. What's happened to you since then?
Oh, Lord, I've been in about 48 states since then.
48 states, huh?
I've been out here for a couple of weeks now.
Well, Pete, you know, you're kind of a specialist in your work. Pete is a... We kind of get out here, we get off at the folk track and get on to what they call the Western Swing. But Pete is really a follower of folk songs he himself has lived down in the deep south. Where did you come from, Pete?
Well, actually, I was born and raised up north, New England, New York.
That's great. I thought you were really from the
south. No, I disappoint many a person.
Now, how did you get into your folk songs?
Well, I went down to North Carolina once and heard one of these banjos being played, and I just listened to it and thought, boy, that's the kind of music I want.
What do you think of Herman the Hermit?
Oh, he's terrific. I'm going to go around and take lessons from him.
Well,
you know, those square dance records you made are still about the best I know.
Well, thank you, Pete. And speaking of records, you...
Have a couple of new albums out yourself, haven't you?
Yeah. Mostly old songs, you know. There's an album of lullabies. And they did make one album of new songs, soldier songs, we sang overseas.
What label's that on?
That's on the disc label. It's one of these little independent.
Uh-huh. Well, the friends will certainly look for that when they hear you do some singing. And right now, his activities include... Well, you certainly are kind of a triple threat man, Pete. I know that you're down there at the Cornette Theater in Hollywood in the dark of the moon. What are you doing there?
They got me put on grease paint every night.
Oh, no.
That's right.
My goodness sake.
I
feel kind of strange in grease paint, don't you?
Well, what I do is I play the part of a ballad singer who sort of explains what... I'm a singing narrator.
Oh, I see.
I come out in front of the curtain every scene and tell them what's going to happen.
Oh, well, say, that sounds like a good thing. And the show itself is an outstanding play, I know
we
that.
We got lots of these songs all through it. Hymns and square dance numbers all the way through it.
Really? Well, certainly I want to see that. You haven't got a couple of Annie Oakley's on you, have you?
Well, I might be able to pick one up.
Well, sir, maybe I ought to just pay like everybody else. It's certainly worth it. How about a song from you, Pete?
Lord, I don't know. How about an old one, say, like John Henry?
John Henry. Haven't heard that for a long time.
Sorry, the steel-driving man.
John Henry was about 2 days old, sitting on his papa's knee. And he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel. Why, the hammer be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Hammer be the death of me. Now the captain told John Henry, I'm gonna bring that steam drill around. I'm gonna bring that steam drill out in the job. I'm gonna whop that steel on down, down, down. Whop that steel on down. John Henry told his captain, a man ain't nothing but a man. But before I'd let your steam drill beat me down, I'd die with my hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. Die with my hammer in my hand. The steam drill, he thought he was mighty fine. But John Henry drove 15 feet. The steam drill only made 9, Lord, Lord. Steam drill only made 9. Well, they took John Henry to the graveyard. They buried him in the sand. And every locomotive come a roaring by. Says, yonder lies that steel driving man, Lord, Lord. Yonder lies that steel driving man. He says, yonder lies that steel driving man, Lord, Lord. Yonder lies that steel driving man.
Say, Pete, before you leave, have you got another quick song you can give us here? About a minute in length.
Practically every occupation there ever was had songs about it. You got sailor songs, everybody knows cowboy songs, and the miner songs. Maybe you didn't know that the men used to dig and work on the old canals, used to sing songs too. This one's about the Erie Canal. Maybe you heard it.
The Erie Canal song?
That's right.
All right.
Well, the captain, he stood on the deck, spyglass in his hand. Said the fog, it was so doggone thick that he could not spy the land. Oh, the E-R-I-E was rising and the gin was getting low. I scarcely think we'll get a drink till we get to Buffalo. Till we get to Buffalo. The cook, she was a grand old gal. She wore a ragged dress. We hoisted her upon the pole as a signal of distress. Oh, the E-R-I-E was a-rising, and the gin was getting low. I scarcely think we'll get a drink till we get to Buffalo. Till we get to Buffalo. Well, the captain, he got married. The cook, she went to jail. And I'm the only sea cook son that's left to tell a tale. Oh, the E-R-I-E was a-rising, and the drink was getting low. I scarcely think we'll get a drink till we get to Buffalo. Till we get to Buffalo. That's my home state, New York.
All right, Pete, the song of the Erie Canal. Well, sir, Pete, we're going to have to call Bell Taylor's and for all your hard work here, kind of get you
a new tailor-made suit. Would you like that?
Oh, man.
Well, not yet. Don't get so excited now. You know, you always want to be well-dressed, and everybody should be well-dressed, no matter what their line of work is. And for the discriminating man, he's got to look tops, you know, all the time. Now, knowing this, Bell Tailors proudly present the greatest quality buy in tailor-made fall suits. The stock includes imported and domestic woolens, gabardines, sharkskins, tweeds, and twists, embracing fabrics and patterns for men used to high-grade hand-tailored suits. Now, these are now offered at a great saving, as much as 50%. $85 values in fine hand-tailored suits, priced at only $49.50. That's right. Only $49.50, and these values are made possible to the particular dresser because of the huge volume buying, the low rent, and tailoring in their own union shop. The fit and the workmanship is guaranteed, absolutely. Bell Tailors are at 4022 Gage Avenue in Bell, California, and 817 East Colorado in Pasadena. They also feature a special group of uncalled-for suits, many patterns, weaves, and colors on sale as low as $24.50. Yes, that's all you need bring with you, and you can take home a beautiful uncalled-for suit. The fit is guaranteed, remember that, and the alteration's free. Now to complete that well-dressed appearance, ask to see the great array of fine-quality top coats at Bell Tailors, 4022 Gage Avenue in Bell, California, and in Pasadena at 817 East, Colorado. Both stores are open weekdays from 8 in the morning till 8 in the evening, Saturdays to 9, Sundays from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. Please remind them that your Dinner Bell Roundup folks and Cliffy Stone ask you to drop on in. Well, neighbors, that completes this portion of Dinner Bell Roundup time, brought to you by Bell Tailors. Another 15 minutes to follow the message Carl Saunders has for us. And say, Carl, say, we've been having fun here today.
Yeah, boy, I've been listening. That was a smacking good job on that John Henry.
Yes, sir.
Who's that guy?
And Pete, this is Carl Saunders. Carl has got some big record programs here on the station, and he'll play your records.
Oh, boy.
You got a few.
Huh? I heard you had two full albums for that, right?
That's right.
That sounds like a handful to me.
Well, say, hasn't Dave Ming got a word for us here?
Oh, should we let him in?
Yeah, let's do.
Neighbor, you'll be heading for that swell music, that riotous laughter, and that side-splitting fun. Don't forget, if you swing your partner out to the 97th Street Corral this evening or any evening. Yes, on Tuesday and Thursday, you know it's Ole Rasmussen and the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Wednesday brings you Hal Hart and the Radio Gang featuring Dixie Darling. And Monday, next Monday, the big opening of Andy Holcomb and the Frontiersmen featuring the Three Shiftless Skunks. Tonight, Saturday and Sunday, it's Luke Wills and the Rhythm Busters. So come on out and join in the fun at the 97th Street Corral. At 97th and South Main, you know you dance every evening beginning at 8:30. Thursday through Saturday, they're open till 2. Text Carmen, tell you more about 12:30. Cliffy?
Thank you, Carl. Thank you kindly. Neighbors, you'll have a grand time at either of Dave Ming's two fine corrals. Always good dancing and good entertainment. The next portion of our program brought to you by Rousey Motors. Galen Rousey and Jerry Warden. Starting it off, his poor old Wesley Tuttle's been kind of sadly neglected today. Wesley offered to pull his first number off so we could get Show Wills on the program. And Wes, we appreciate that, and I think the folks will enjoy your song.
Well, they can hear me every day and possibly get just a little bit tired of it, but it's awfully fresh to have guests of the caliber we've had today, Cliffy.
Yes, sir. I wish we could do it more often. How about that blues number? What was the name of it?
Well, I tell you, I've been hearing the Wabash Blues as long as I can remember hearing any songs at all, and today, thanks to Billy, I discovered that there's lyrics to the song. So I thought that we'd try it today. I'd like to do it especially for Marion and also for Mrs. Earl Marcus, who sent us a nice card in today.
Wonderful, Wes. Here it is, the Wabash Blues.
I feel
Never really sat and listened to those words before, Wes. In fact, I'd never heard them before. They really got a lot of punch to them.
Well, I was surprised to find words for them.
Well, just like Carl Saunders has got a lot of punch to what he's going to talk about in the way of words for Rousey Motors.
That's right, Cliffy. Thank you a whole lot. And, neighbor, the reason we got a lot of punch is because those automobiles out there at Rousey Motors, that Jerry Ward and that big friendly staff is only too glad to show you and have you come in and look around. Any day, open clear until 10 o'clock at night at 3125 West Pico Boulevard. It's just west of Weston on Pico, and you look for the big neon Rousey sign on the north side of the street that says 3125 West Pico. Neighbor, we don't know whether you're looking for a transportation automobile or listening in now. Maybe you're looking for a medium-priced car. Maybe you're looking for a high-priced, one of the very latest models. But we can tell you this. Whatever the automobile at the big anniversary sale now at Rousey Motors, you will find a dependable car and at a lower price. Yes, some of those automobiles at Rousey Motors have been cut, you know, as much as $400, and some of them are going at actually wholesale prices. You know what they mean when they say a wholesale price? That means at the same price that one automobile dealer could go over to another and sell the car. So when they say a car is going practically at wholesale price, well, you're buying it at practically what a dealer would pay for it. And that is a real saving. Yes, they say at Rousey Motors at 3125 West Pico Boulevard, bargains may come and bargains may go, but every day a dependable bargain at Rousey Motors. It's like we say, we don't know what class of automobile you're looking for, neighbor, but we can give you a wonderful radio special today. The big radio special in a transportation car. Now, out at Rousey's today, they got a 1933 Pontiac, six-cylinder, four-door sedan. It's mechanically good, clean throughout, with a solid body, splendid transportation car. It's reduced today only for the radio special from $295 to $195. And remember that 1933 Pontiac, six-cylinder, four-door sedan, the price tag of $195 for the radio special will carry only until 10 o'clock tonight. And say, Jerry says they also have for the weekend three 1936 Chevrolet sedans. They're all in mechanically good condition, good paint and tires, and they're from $350 to $495. And there's three more good buys. That's 3125 West Pico. Cliffy?
Remind them, if you will, neighbors, that your Dinner Bell Roundup program asks you to drop on in. Well, now, this morning when it came in, I heard four fiddles going over in the corner. And I thought, we can't afford to pay four fiddlers. And come to find out, it was Harold Hinsley playing all four strings at once on his fiddle. He takes the bow apart and puts the hair over on top of the strings and the bow itself in back of it.
Like a fiddle with a toupee.
Yeah, fiddle with a toupee, Wesley said. Well, anyway, here's his number, and it's called Fiddle Faddle, his own composition. Take that fiddle apart a little bit more. The more you take it apart, the better it sounds. Yes, sir. Carl Saunders, you got a word here, I know, for some pretty good sounding things. Go rousy motors.
Well, Cliffy, we're just going to kind of finish out what we said a moment ago, because we know you got a dandy song there. You're waiting to go for the final number. So, neighbor, while you're waiting for that song, why don't you head down to Rousy Motors right now? I'll tell you, at Rousy's today, well, they've only got one radio special listed, but with what Jerry says about those weekend, besides the big radio special today, those three 1936 Chevrolet sedans, all in mechanically good condition, good paint and tires from $350 to $495, well, they got some wonderful transportation buys at Rousy today. And the big radio special, don't forget, it's that 1933 Pontiac six-cylinder, four-door sedan, mechanically good, clean throughout, with a solid body, a splendid transportation car. It's reduced today for the big radio special at, from $295 to $195. Yes, neighbor, that's a fact, but that price tag will carry only until 10 o'clock tonight. Now, remember, it's the big anniversary sale at Rousy Motors. Yes, they got really stupendous values. They've got all kinds of cars to choose from. And, neighbor, if you've got a car in mind, now, if you're going to sell an automobile, there's just one man in the whole city of Los Angeles to talk to. And that's Jerry Ward out there at Rousy Motors. Jerry Ward and that big friendly staff. Some of those cars are reduced as much as $400 in the big anniversary sale. That's 3125 West Pico Boulevard. 3125 West Pico is just west of Weston on Pico, open till 10. Look for the big neon sign that says Rousy.
Rousy Motors, that's right. And neighbors, remind them that your Dinner Bell Roundup program asks you to drop on in.
Down the trail of the mountain.
Here's our very last song. I don't know if you've heard it before. It's really an old one. The Trail of the Mountain Rose. Here's Wesley, Eddie, and Country to sing it for you.
You call me, back to you. The land of sunswept. Skies are all
friends, that does it for our week's run here for this week. We appreciate your inviting us in, letting us visit with you here on Dinner Bell Roundup time. And thanks to Chill Wells and to Pete Seeger for dropping in today, and to Rousey Motors for sponsoring the last 15 minutes of our program. Next week, I'm going to be in a little motion picture at Monogram with Jimmy Wakely. Wesley Cuddle will be running our Dinner Bell program. Over this weekend, why don't you go to a Western dance? There's lots of good ones in town, and you'll have a grand time at any of them. Miss Clippy Stone saying so long.
So long, gang, and don't forget, neighbor, that 1933 Pontiac at Rousey Motors, it carries that price tag, a wonderful transportation automobile of $195, reduced over $100 until 10 tonight only.